Even though technically they are rodents, it's almost impossible to not love capybaras. In fact, capybaras are the largest rodent in the world, and can weigh up to 150 pounds, and yet people from all over the globe seem to be falling in love with these semi-aquatic cuddle bugs. But what is it that draws so many people, and even animals, to capybaras? Do they really get along with everyone? Let's take a closer look. Capybara social life. Although they are kind and compassionate creatures, capybaras are not as outgoing as you might imagine. In fact, they can be quite shy, preferring to stick together in their large herds. Although they may be unassuming, capybaras are extremely social animals who love to talk to each other throughout the day. If you are ever lucky enough to witness a herd of capybaras, you are likely to enjoy the sweet symphony of their unending chatter, with adorable squeaks, chirps, and barks. Capybaras typically live in herds with 10 to 20 individuals. However, larger groups are not entirely uncommon, with some even numbering up to 100 at times. Groups of capybaras spend their days basking along the edge of rivers and ponds, where they enjoy bouts of synchronized swimming together in the water. Capybaras spend half their lives in the water. They can hold their breath for up to 5 minutes at a time, and they even mate exclusively in the water. Cuddling with capybaras. Since they spend so much time around water, it makes sense that capybaras would come into contact with a wide variety of other animals who stop in for a drink. Capybaras are gentle and peaceful river residents who enjoy napping along the water's edge, and often do so with other animal species as well. You can find pictures all over the internet of these adorable animals snuggled up beside turtles, birds, ducks, rats, and even monkeys as they enjoy a little capy nap by the water. Since they are so chill, they have no issue sharing their space with other animals, and even getting in a little snuggle time occasionally with smaller ducks nestled on their backs. Capybaras are also known to be excellent and friendly taxis in the animal world. Birds and monkeys commonly hop on the back of a capybara for a ride as this giant herbivore searches for grasses, bark, plants, and aquatic vegetation to eat. Sometimes capybaras even serve as cruise guides for other animals, letting them sit atop their heads as they swim through the water. However, if you see a capybara lying on its side with a yellow-headed caracara perched atop it, don't panic just yet. Most likely the capybara is enjoying a nice spa day, courtesy of its feathered friend. Birds often make friends with capybaras and act as a natural cleaning service, picking off ticks and other pesky bugs that hitch a ride in the capybara's fur. It's a symbiotic relationship, since the yellow-headed caracara also gets to enjoy eating a bunch of tasty bugs. Do capybaras really get along with everyone? In general, the answer is yes. Believe it or not, capybaras have even been observed chilling with crocodiles and alligators. It might sound crazy, but it's true. You see, capybaras really don't pose any threat to anyone around them, so most animals just leave them be. Capybaras have made friends with anything from cats and dogs to birds and monkeys. In addition, capybaras are quite caring creatures, who often quat, adopt quat, orphan animals of other species. At Rocky Ridge Refuge in Arkansas, a rather famous capybara named Cheesecake is a beloved foster mom of all kinds of animals: puppies, kittens, ducklings, deer, tortoises, emus, older dogs, chickens, and even a miniature horse. However, these cute and cuddly critters are not without predators. Capybaras are commonly on the menu for carnivores like caimans, anacondas, jaguars, and even humans. That's right, in some South American countries, capybara meat is a popular, albeit controversial, dish. Capybaras as pets. Well, if capybaras are as friendly and amiable as they sound, do they make good pets? The answer to this question is a bit complicated. Some people do keep capybaras as pets. However, capybaras are rather high-maintenance pets with many unique and special needs. Capybaras are herd animals, so they do not like being alone. In fact, leaving a capybara alone is not only uncomfortable for the animal, but it can be devastating to their physical health, as well as their emotional and mental well-being. So, if you are going to get a capybara, you better make sure that you get at least two. In addition, these social herd animals are grazers and need lots of space to roam around. A pet capybara will need a safe, outdoor enclosure with plenty of grass and quality food to graze on. In addition, they are semi-aquatic and require a pool or body of water to swim in. Although this may seem inconvenient, it is non-negotiable. While a pet capybara is a lot of work, it can also be a fulfilling experience for the right animal guardian. Capybaras are sweet and gentle creatures and can form strong bonds and attachments with their owners and other animals around them. Up next. Capybara location: where do capybaras live? Do capybaras make good pets? Sweet rodents with special needs. Capybara size: how much do capybaras weigh? Albino capybaras: are there any white capybaras?